Welcome to Tightrope Episode 4. At this point, it's Valentine's Day, and I've been on tour in United States, England, Scotland, and Ireland for 3 weeks. I've had a gig every single day, except for 3 days where I had a long travel day instead. I spent the night on Valentine's Day sleeping on the ferry to France with my motorcycle stowed beneath. I had yet to pay the seller of the motorcycle as he was out of town, but the bike legally belonged to me. It turned out he would be loading onto the same ferry that I was departing from because the ferry just goes back and forth. I could find him waiting in line. He knew what my bike looked like so he could easily flag me down. So I roll off the boat and start looking for another biker, but I didn't see anyone. I didn't see anyone crazy enough to be motorcycling around the north in winter. So I made another pass until I saw someone flagging me down. But he wasn't on a motorcycle. He was in a tractor. Martin, this crazy Irishman, had bought a tractor in France, and he was going to ferry it to Ireland and then drive it 300 kilometers home because it was the cheapest option. We finished our business, got a picture together, and shook hands. My host greeted me and awkwardly waited until I remembered to kiss her hello. It's a custom I think I'll never quite be comfortable with. We talked a bit about Britannia, and people of all political persuasions are very enthusiastic about their regional autonomy, just like Scotland or Catalonia. Unfortunately, my stomach sabotaged my comfort as I'd accidentally been drinking some marginally unpotable water at the permaculture abode and aboard the ferry. I had one ride to run before I would hang up the bike for a spell. Even though the weather was fairly warm, I'd already planned to do a solid tour leg around the north of France via cheap buses. My gig was at Le Laboratoire, a fully matured squat with a bicycle shop, post-apocalyptic welding sculpture garden, two venues, a bar, cafe, library, and clothing shop. I planned to double back to Rennes again to pick up the bike, and I arranged for myself to play piano that night and violin for when I doubled back in a couple weeks. Yeah. next morning, I headed out via bus from Brest for another gig. The kind of gig that exists in France and practically nowhere else. I would be playing on a farm. The gig would be attended by house residents, curious neighbors, artists from the city, random travelers in the know, and many children and dogs. I sound-checked in the barn and sat together with other artists and organizers at a well-laid table for the kind of shared meal that one expects in France and most of continental Europe. I ate a gluttonous amount of homemade vegan and vegetarian pizza, along with a fair amount of Suze, a Swiss liquor popular with octogenarians that younger French people delved into semi-ironically. As usual, I was given tickets for red, white, and blonde beer, but wine is considered food and there are no restrictions. You have as much as you want. In addition to the food and company, this was the first day where I was around people who genuinely encouraged me to exercise. Had a good conversation while there was a rowdy high kick game going on in the basement, which is exactly what it sounds like. The game is who can kick the highest. Small farm town nearby. Well, I typically hold that American punks hardy and give fewer cares than Europeans. This was an exception. It was ominous when I set up in a venue space lined with stale brownish mattresses and grooves built into a floor that once served to drain blood from slaughtered animals. As the night went on, people's drinking got a little out of control. I had to literally kick one guy off stage during my set more than once. He got so drunk that he would fall to the ground every three or four steps. Doesn't bother me. Now cut him good. Oh. I checked in with a few people before turning in, and at least two of them promised to be up early to drive me to the bus station. I woke up in plenty of time, but as my departure time drew near, none of the drivers would wake, despite much shaking and rousing and shouting from my host. Eventually, I was desperate. I took the keys from the pocket of the one driver, who was passed out in the back seat of his own car, and I proceeded to drive us to the station while he slept in the back. He woke up partway and was actually relieved that I was going to make my bus. He told me a story about how the drunk guy from last night kept trying to drive home, so they took his keys. But somehow, blackout drunk as he was, he managed to hotwire his own car and drive home. I got to calm early. Eventually, I found the squat, and it was necessary to clean and organize it. The host told me that he'd asked the inhabitants not to party too hard. Normally, I expect an organizer to do the opposite. And while it was a top-notch gig, the inhabitants were partying even harder than the punks and music fans who were there for the show. known for its music scene. I once again pulled the trick where I personally organized the venue, bands, and promotion. I was really excited to play with the bands, but I had an inkling that such a proggy gig might not have the sexiness to really draw the kind of rowdy crowd that I hold as my ideal, especially on a Monday night. But after a meal of the famous CCL couscous, I prepared for my set in between the prog bands. And I was right that these bands I'd booked were excellent. But what I had grossly under-anticipated is how Grupa and We May Know could just drive the audience to a jam-packed orgy of moshing, beer, makeouts, and crowd surfing. They played for about 2 hours. To Brussels, the adopted hometown of Lille-born cellist Monsieur Mokai.
Hey guys, enjoy Molinaro from Pittsburgh, you know. Je suis très content de venir jouer à Tapette Festival. Ouais, ça va être super. Rencontrer les French girls. Tester les nouvelles drogues que vous avez là, le Tapeto Festival. Et, yeah, sounds good man. Cheers man. And yeah, love, peace and heavy metal. Yeah, all right. Ouais, non, cheers.
C'est un truc sérieux qu'on fait là.
Okay.
Merci Joey, merci Joey, merci Joey. All the best.
Keep in touch.
I'd been in touch with him on my first tour because everyone I talked to in France or nearby instantly associated me with him. And it's a fair and honorable comparison. You might have seen Monsieur Mokai from a video that went viral in the States in 2016. He plays thrashy heavy metal riffs on cello through a couple big cabinets while playing two bass drums and grunting his vocals. He's shorter than me and balding with a big belly. It's a funny comparison to my pencil-thin grindcore violin stomping, but if you like one, you'll probably like the other. For his vulgar performances, dumping beer over his nearly naked body to wash off the pouring sweat, blowing giant snot rockets out of each nostril, and alternately chugging beer and vomiting. He has adopted, out of common courtesy, the custom of bringing his own rug to performances, a custom I forgot when it was the first thing I picked up to load out of his van into the venue. And he gave me a look when I picked it up, like, dude, you might not want to touch that. But I didn't think about it until I'd already brought it in. The gig is cold, as I was used to. The crowd was rowdy but generous. There were some fist fights during the opening band, but that died down. Watching Monsieur Mokai perform in his home element with a saintly shimmer ascending from his steaming body in the freezing weather, it was a real privilege. Excited to hear that I had the same steaming effect also. I traveled with Monsieur Mokai to Amiens to play at a venue run by some dear friends from my last tour who play in a band called Nos Données. Monsieur Mokai gave Claire the customary kiss on each cheek, but he added an extra little fart with each kiss. more stop before I returned to the bike. I had 2 gigs lined up in Paris, mainly through the organization En Vieux Tout En V'là. The first was at Cirque Electrique. There was, of course, proper food and drink, but what I remember most, besides having a generous and kind crowd, it was the first time I had actually been reasonably warm since the start of tour. Sadly, my piano gig the next day was cancelled, and instead I spent the day partying with my American friend Natasha. She was visiting with her mother. Her mom was a Lower East Side punk rock scenester in the 80s. The next morning would be the last bus I would take for many months, and I was very happy about this. But almost as a final insult, the Parisian mega bus station was not the main bus station 2 metro stops away as I had planned, but 12 stops away, plus a kilometer by foot. Once again, I arrived at the bus 5 minutes late, but miraculously it didn't leave without me. And I sat reeking in the back seat in anticipation of a great gig organized by my friend Alexi, who booked me at Tepet Fest years earlier. Listening to. You heard Oui Mais Non from the gig that I played in Lille, and a really excellent solid band. You heard Nermal, Wild Asheville, North Carolina noise grind, an echo from my first motorcycle tour. You heard a live recording from Pittsburgh of my piano set, which I call Final Eclipse. That was at a series called Piano Centricity. I played with Derby in France at this barn. But this sort of drony, repetitive music is something that I found a lot in France. They listen to a lot of Captain Beefheart in France, and you can hear the influence everywhere, including My Body Horse, who you heard from my show in that barn where, it was wild. Ottone Pesante, Ottone Pesante, they're a metal band, and they'll get pissed off if you call them anything else. It's not Balkan. It's death metal. But as much as they take that seriously, their music is just full of puns on metal. They wear welding outfits, and they have a big anvil in the middle of their set, and they play instruments that are made of metal. They play brass instruments. They just brought the house down. It was so loud. It was louder than guitar, bass, drums. And they didn't even bring amps. They just went through the PA. You heard Grupa? They had a giant keyboard set up. I mean, you gotta let them play 2 hours, because it took him about 3 hours to get all of his vintage keyboards set up, and people just went nuts. I got to improvise with them a little bit also. That's Grupa, G-R-U with an umlaut, P-P-E.
Hey guys,
then you heard this interview. I stumbled upon this. I think it was done at Tapet Fest the year after me. There were just a lot of jokes about, they were going to have me perform, and then they were going to pretend that like I took some kind of drug, and they would have Mr. Markai come out and perform like a before and after sort of thing. Then you heard Mr. Markai proper. Told you enough about him. That's Monsieur Markai. MR.MARCAILLE. Rao, spelled exactly like it sounds. RRAOUHHH! Exclamation point. That's Mr. Mark High and his partner Sarah, who also run an art gallery called 666 La Chasse in Belgium. Then you heard May Donner, spelled M-E-D-O-N-N-E-R. It means give it to me. And those are my friends. I toured all over with them, all across Europe, and they used to play in a cool band called Head War that toured the United States once. Then you heard Laurier, it's a made-up word, L apostrophe, the little O-E combination, I don't know what that's called. Anyway, it's L-O-E-I-L-L-E-R-E, and that's just solo guitar that I played with him in Paris. He's from Lille, really fantastic, beautiful music. I think it's entirely improvised. Horse Du Nac is my friend Guillaume from Rennes, who helped set up my gig. Just really good noise music. He tours really hard in his, you know, 100 euro Volvo station wagon. That's H-O-R-S-T-D-U-N-O-C-H. Johann Maze was playing improvised drums with various triggers. I really wish I had a recording of Alexi's son. It was almost as good. That's Johann Maze, J-O-H-A-N-N-M-A-Z-E, accent aigu. Finally was Shaman Shomer, that's C-H-A-M-A-N-C-H-O with the accent circumflex, M-E-U-R. I had to play last at that show, I was not happy about that. I had to play after Otona Pazante and Shaman Shomer. It's a play on words that means unemployed shaman. They drove me back to Lille the next day. We stopped for pastries on the way, but they decided to play a joke. We went to the venue, and they had their van full of gear, and we're like, so when do we load in? What do you mean we're not on the bill? So most of these bands were bands I played with in context, but some of them we just hung out. All of that music is available on Bandcamp, so do check it out.